do. This is Bob Nolan and all the Sons of the Pioneers. You know, the Farr Boys, Foghorn and Carl, have just about the hottest thing in fiddle and guitar combinations you've ever heard. Victor Records has featured quite a few of their original novelties, and here's a sample of one of their best, the Far Away Stomp. So, far away, Farr Boys.
Carl, boy.
You know, all he is, he owes to his guitar, his distinguished gray hair, Victor Records, and his brother, Foggy.
Well, I'm glad you finally got around to mentioning yourself, Foggy.
Oh, yes, and I forgot to mention his horse.
Well, where in the world does Carl's horse come in?
Oh, he just trots around and plugs in Carl's electric guitar. Wonderful plug.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, the guitar.
Yeah. All the time I thought it was a plug for our sponsor.
Oh, hey, man.
In style for in a little while I'm gonna ride into town. And every cowboy pal I know will lift his heel and throw his payday rolls around. And so I'm feeling fine because there's lots of time until we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and sweat and battle until payday rolls around.
What does a cowboy do when all of his work is through? Just what I'm going to do now. With money to spend and jingle off into town to mingle with all my friends I allow. And maybe a blue-eyed gal will wait for her bronco pal to rattle the hot desert ground. True heart and golden hair know that I'll soon be there when payday rolls around.
I'm dressing up in style for in a little while I'm gonna ride. Because there's lots of time until we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear and battle until payday rolls around.
And now, sure enough, that message from our sponsor.
Thank you.
And now here's our singing whistler of the West, Ken Carson, with Beneath a Utah Sky.
Romance in the air, the hush of happiness is everywhere. Nature comes to say her prayer beneath a Utah sky. Birds are on the wing, and purple silent hills are echoing. All the tender songs they sing beneath a Utah sky. Two arms outstretched to welcome someone who's coming home today. Two eyes that sparkle like the sunshine will steal your heart away. Someone to adore, a cottage nestled close to heaven's door. I would never ask for more. You'll learn the reason why. Beneath a Utah sky.
Utah sky. That's mighty fine. Kenny, we have to hand it to you. That voice of yours gets better all the time.
Yes, it does. And you know it's a funny thing. Nobody ever makes remarks like that about my voice.
Oh,
well, Pat Brady, what in the world could we say nice about your voice?
Well, for one thing, it's distinctive.
Distinctive? Boy, you got two extra syllables on that word, if you ask me.
Well, one syllable anyway, Foggy. We must say that Pat's voice is distinct, even if it isn't distinctive. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Patrick Brady, our wing-ding and sizzler of the West, will now enunciate ever so clearly that stirring saga of the West, the Devil's great-grandson.
Whoa!
Skyball paint was the Devil's name. His eyes were a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil.
Say, I hold that, don't you make me mad. I'm the Devil's great-grandson, and it is my best to take the west with a great big 44 gun.
In town, you see, just to have a spree when I meet old Sheriff Jim. With 50 funds and my big six gun, I buys the town from him. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar, then I ask for the bill of sale. And my face turned red because the contract said just 30 days in jail.
Singing high, hold that, don't you make me mad. I'm the Devil's great-grandson. And I'm doing my best to tame the West with the great big 44 gun.
Where the greasewood bats wear steps and hats and the batmen all run free. Where they sold the jail at a bargain sale. Ha-ha, that's the land for me. Where the desert ants wear buckskin pants and help me rule the land. With the ants and the bats and my two gats, I'll rule with an iron hand.
Singing high, hold that, don't you make me mad. I'm the Devil's great-grandson. And I'm doing my best to tame the West with the great big 44 gun. Lady, lady, oh, hold the I lay to hold the sea, old lady, yeah, you don't hold the sea, yeah, lady, hold the sea.
And now from distinctive Pat to an informative chat. This message from our sponsor.
Thank you.
Here's a song to take you back to the turn of the century. Lloyd Perryman and the Pioneers sing My Grandfather's Clock.
My grandfather's clock was too big for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride.
But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many years had he spent while a boy. And in childhood and manhood, the clock seemed to know and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride.
But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
This is Bob Nolan signing off for all the sons of the pioneers.
Bye now.
Hasta la vista.
See you later.
See you with us again, won't you? So long now.